It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Our sweet and beloved co-host, Miss Melissa McGurn, is single.
Yep.
And Melissa, with it being Valentine's Day week, you know, me personally, I want to see you get out on that dating market. Selfishly, I want to see you. Look, I want to, I'd love to see you start falling for someone. Okay. All right. So, you know, look, I know this is an uphill battle to begin with. So what if we get some of your favorite country stars to chime in with some advice that, you know, may help you get back out there?
I'll take it, but, you know, I'm not saying that it will push me over the edge to do anything, but I still would love to hear what anybody has to say about it, especially if they're my favorite artist.
Well, you are in luck because one of your absolute favorites, one you've kind of got a crush on, but he is happily married with two kids.
And that's fine.
Is our guy, Russell Dickerson. So here's what Russell Dickerson had to provide Mel with his best dating advice.
Well, I think the best advice would honestly just be don't try to impress whoever you're going out with. It sounds cliche, but like if they don't like you and all your quirks and your weirdness, then like you're going to have to fake it the rest of your relationship.
Yeah, and Mel has a lot of quirks and weirdness. So,
exactly. So let them shine, Mel.
Okay. All right. I do have a lot, but all right. I'll let it go.
Just let it shine.
Okay.
You know,
that should be a song.
Shine.
These little quirks of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
So there you go, Mel. Let your quirk shine, right?
All right. Well, I do that here.
You do do that here. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You let your quirk shine very bright here. We don't even turn the lights on every day. Now, that's actually a true story. We don't turn the lights on in the studio.
All right.
Because we don't need to.
Let the quirks shine.
Yeah.
Be weird. Be your weird self.
So what do you think? You gonna get back on that dating scene?
Not yet.
What?
No.
Seriously?
That's
after
not
Russell
enough.
Dickerson, the guy you have a crush on.
I know. He's a handsome man, but no. Not, I mean, I appreciate it. That's not sending me out there, though. That's not enough.
Okay. All right.
But I think that's great advice.
You know, I had a feeling you might play hardball.
Hardball.
So what about, what do you say this time tomorrow, Melissa? You and I talk to someone else from the country world.
Okay.
Someone else that you love. That you are kind of attracted to, even though he is very young.
Oh. Oh.
Mr. Jackson
Dean. Yeah, okay, because he's a good look at a lot of people. Even men think he's attractive, okay?
Look, I am happily married and totally straight, but even I, Jackson Dean, my goodness.
He's a good-looking guy.
All right, so this time tomorrow, we're going to talk to Jackson Dean to see if he can give some advice to Mel. And maybe by the end of this week, we can get Mel back on the dating scene.
God, it's going to take a lot. I don't even know if Jackson Dean can do it.
Okay, we'll find out.